The cedar waxwing is one of the most voraciously frugivorous or fruit-eating birds in North America, that according to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. So put that fact, together with the fact that there's a bumper crop of strawberries ripening on the vines in southeastern Louisiana, and you can imagine the result: a lot of happy birds and a lot of unhappy strawberry farmers. And the farmers have been taking matters into their own hands. Regina Bracey studies strawberry production for Louisiana State University's Agricultural Center in Hammond, and I take it it's a very good year for strawberries.
Yes, it is. The weather's been mild. We've had some cool weather, which has delayed the crop, but overall the production's been real good.
And that means that cedar waxwings are also happy to be there.
Oh, yes, they're very happy. Usually cedar waxwings come in and stay around maybe for a week. This year they've decided the crop has been so good that they haven't left, and so they're causing significant damage to the crop.
Well, when you go out into the strawberry fields, is it cedar waxwings as far as the eye can see?
Well, it's not exactly, but you'll have a flock of 25 or 30 birds, and they will just land in an area, decimate the strawberries in that area, and if you approach them, they'll move maybe 25 feet and then decimate that area. So they're a type of bird that is not easily scared, or a lot of the other measures we've used have not been very successful in keeping them out of the field.
And I've heard that they have eaten so much that they've been getting a bit weighted down by what's in their stomachs.
Well, they've actually gorged themselves. And in our experience here in our research plots, we've actually been out in the field and been running a tractor through the field and been worried that we may actually run over some of the birds because they were sluggish when they were taking flight. And that's very unusual. But they're just eating so much that they are getting weighted down.
Well, there's a story today in the New Orleans Times-Picayune that the farmers are shooting these birds because they feel that the damage they're causing is just too great.
Well, we're talking about 30 and 40 and maybe even up to 50% damage. And when this is your livelihood, you take the measures that they feel they need to protect their livelihood and their crop. Now, I myself have not witnessed any of the farmers using actual guns to, remove the birds from their field, and I'm not sure if they realized that they were a species that was protected by the Migratory Bird Act.
Yeah, these are federally protected birds.
Right.
People who shoot them, theoretically at least, could face up to 6 months in jail, $15,000 fine. Has anybody that you know of been punished in any way for shooting them?
As far as I know, I have not. And really, when I read the article in the Times-Picayune is when I realized that, the farmers were, according to the paper, newspaper, that they were shooting the birds. Before, I thought they were all using some of these other measures to try to keep them out.
I look at photos of these cedar waxwings, and I see just a beautiful bird. It's got a black mask and a yellow belly, a little patch of yellow on the tail, and a red tip on the wings. What do you see when you see the birds?
Well, I see a beautiful bird, but I see a beautiful bird that's destroying people's livelihood. I'm not saying that they should be shooting the birds, but when you consider it's the birds or the farmers, which ones are the farmers going to choose?
Well, Regina Bracey, thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're quite welcome.
Regina Bracey studies strawberry production for Louisiana State University's Agricultural Center in Hammond, Louisiana.